Casey's Coast to Coast. American Top 40.
Well, now it's time for our AT40 long distance dedication. It's from Tom in Connecticut, who writes, "Dear Casey, I knew a girl once, and her name was Christine. We met one day when we had to sit on our school bus together. We started talking and soon found out we were glad we had to sit together. We just started to like each other when her father told us some bad news. He had to be transferred to a different town. The week she was to move, I went away. And when I came back, they had already left. She didn't leave me a forwarding address. Instead, she left me a record, which was very appropriate. It's called Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA. She left a note with it and it said, 'Please play this record and remember me. And when I hear it, I will remember you.' I play that record all the time, Casey. If you play it now, I hope she will hear it and know I still miss her. Thanks. Signed, Tom."
Well, that's nice. Who's there?
Tommy.
Who are you?
Tommy, it's me.
Go away.
Tommy.
No, you get away from here.
Tommy! Oh, oh.
Christine?
Yes, Tommy. It's me.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hiya.
Who, guys, is feeling a little under the weather. Poor drunk. He's NyQuil'd and DayQuil'd into an inch of his life.
I am.
He's rallying, guys. Thoughts and prayers to Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Guys. Thank you.
Guys, also joining us, the king of pranks, Jaguar Impressive, Old Crafty, Popcorn Bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here.
How's everybody doing tonight?
And guys, Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Howdy.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Oh, boy, Travis, is there a lot going on in the world.
So much going on. I got to say, I am sad to hear about Drunk's current state. Sorry, buddy.
Poor guys, your thoughts and prayers, Drunk, back to health is what you need to do.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say thoughts and prayers back to hell, but...
Yeah.
Back to hell? Like
thoughts and prayers back to hell.
Travis... Have you noticed that the big thing going on right now is China? Everybody's talking about China.
Oh, China is so hot right now.
Like we're talking about all the people that are altering their content for China. Like the Chinese government, they have strict rules, and apparently, like Disney sends different copies of their movies to China because there's so many damn Chinese, Travis. There's so many.
It's a big market. You make a lot of cash over in China.
And so the Chinese government, they have stricter rules as to what they'll allow their people to see. And you have to follow that so that you can get those sweet, sweet Chinese. Now, Travis, I checked. We're not banned in China. There's been a lot of things banned in China. I think in recent there's been episodes of John Oliver's show that have been banned from China. Because, see, what happens is I think that the president of China kind of looks like the Winnie the Pooh bear. And so if people point out that he looks like the Winnie the Pooh bear, then he bans you. Because he doesn't want people to know that he looks like the Winnie the Pooh bear.
Yeah, isn't that what Trey Parker and Matt Stone had to apologize for? Said well, that he looked like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, they did a whole episode about how... because the NBA freaked out about... Like, one of their GMs said something... Like, I think the Chinese people, they've had enough, and they're saying, hey, we want, like, to live normal lives. And the Chinese government, they're just banning everything. So I checked, Travis, 0.1% of our download numbers come from China. So we're not... We're not big in China. So I figure that we can probably get away with you know, like mentioning that... I mean, the thing about the Winnie the Pooh bear, Travis, I hate to say it. I didn't originate it, so don't be mad at me. He does kind of look like the Winnie the Pooh bear. I'm agreeing with other people, but like, you know, as far as this 0.1%, like, it's similar to our numbers in Latvia. Like, we have the same download numbers, for China as we do Latvia. So I figure if we're going to alienate the Chinese, we need to like double down on our Latvian stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, real quick, if you are currently listening in China and you are hungry for some content that you can't get there that's banned, just go ahead and shoot us a message and we'll try to bring that to you in the next episode.
Just like tell them what they missed.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on, what was censored. Maybe we'll even play a clip from a censored version or a censored episode.
That's a good way to get us banned, Travis.
Yeah, that's a good way.
I feel like that's good PR, though, right? Like,
I just figured we'd double down on Latvia.
Podcast banned in China.
Just double down on Latvia, Travis. I got the Latvian national anthem here.
Isn't that where Dr. Doom is from?
Is Dr. Doom from Latvia?
Yes.
Maybe that's Latveria.
It's Latveria, but...
Does he have an accent?
I think he adopted Latveria as his home.
He did.
So you don't think that we could just like take over Latvia? What do you think? They don't have anything, do they? What goes on in Latvia? Yeah,
I don't know about it. I'd have to do some research.
I don't think this president looks like Winnie the Pooh. The top export of Latvia, Mike, is sawn wood. They make $696 million of sawn wood.
What is sawn wood?
Don't know. Oh, man, their second biggest export, Mike, broadcasting equipment. So you're right. We should probably corner the market on Latvia because then we can get some discounts on microphones.
Are they like the Amish make all those fireplaces, but they don't like use them. They just make them, right?
Mm. Yeah. Hard liquor, $501 million export. Right there.
Drunk's nodding off, Travis. As I'm sitting here, Drunk is like bowing his head and hitting his head on the microphone because he's like NyQuil'd up.
Sorry.
Poor guy. Drunk. Travis, I'll tell you, when I was sitting here, you know, we were getting the show ready to go, Drunk just fell right back and was sleeping. He's snoring in his chair.
Oh, goodness. Has he got a ride home?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to caffeinate him up, I think, Travis. You know what we're going to have to do? We're just going to have to fill his bones and spirit with laughter.
Yeah.
Because
It is.
You know, Matt, laughter is...
It's the
the best medicine.
Yeah.
I really wish you would have let Drunk finish that because he started stumbling and grumbling. I don't think he knows where he is.
I'm in Mike's basement.
Okay,
Matt,
he does know where he is.
Have you seen the Toyota RAV4 commercial with the grizzly bear?
I have.
Mike, I don't watch any commercials because I stream and pirate all of my entertainment.
No, see, now the football games, they've been having this toy. I'm going to play you the commercial, Matt, so you can be familiar with it.
Dear Grizzly Bear, it was fun running around with you yesterday. You seemed peeved you couldn't catch me, though. Maybe cut down on the honey? Peace out, RAV4.
Now, Matt,
it's a new 2019 RAV4.
The fuck is that?
It's a car commercial.
He called the grizzly bear fat. You get it?
Yeah, he needs to lay off on the honey so that he can catch the Toyota RAV4. Now, Matt, when I saw that commercial, what it did is I got on the Google machine and I looked up what a grizzly bear's top speed is. You know what it is? 35 miles an hour. So the Toyota RAV4 is making a commercial bragging that it can go more than 35.
That's faster than I thought a grizzly would be running.
Grizzly can go 35, huh?
That Usain Bolt, he only goes 27. So, I mean, a bear can get up there.
Yeah, but, like, you know, like 35, like, uphill.
Well, Mike, we did clock the T-Rex at 35 miles an hour.
How do we clock a T-Rex, Matt? We didn't have clocks then, or people.
No, that's what they did in Jurassic Park. He clocked the T-Rex.
See, now, if you think about how big that son of a bitch is, 35 miles an hour is pretty fucking slow.
Yeah, it is. It does seem slow for a T-Rex.
Is this a problem for other crossover SUVs where grizzly bears are catching up with them? I mean, is it specifically about the RAV4 that the grizzly bear is trying to track this thing down? Or
he's like, right, guys, all the other vehicles in our class, grizzly bears can catch up to those. But not this one. This one can go faster than 35.
I feel like you'd have to torture a grizzly bear to get it to even try to go after a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's a situation where a grizzly bear is like, I got to catch this fucking car.
Right. Like, that grizzly man had to go into like a bear den and like pitch a tent and be super quiet before it would like eat him.
Right.
Tried really hard. Hey, I want to be part of your family for like a really long time. And even still, the bear was kind of like, no, man.
We're just going to stay over here. Keep your tent away from us.
So this is what the guy did. He went and bought a brand new Toyota RAV4.
Oh, no.
He snuck up and stole one of the grizzly bear's babies. And he hogtied it and put it in the trunk.
So you could see it through the back window.
Right.
Yeah. And then he honked his horn to get the bear's attention. And then he took off.
And the neener, 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 got your baby.
And the bear is going, oh, no, that machine has my baby.
But listen, Latvia is the fourth poorest state in the EU.
Oh, they should secede.
Okay, so like what are the three behind it? Okay, we can talk shit about...
not prepared for follow-ups.
We could talk shit about them because, like, they're poorer than Latvia. Latvia's doing all right, Matt.
I mean, fourth poorest, though? That's not...
Well, how many are in the EU?
I don't know, man.
There's not a lot of call for that sod wood.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if there's only 10 and they're the fourth poorest, okay, they're in the middle.
There's a lot. There's a lot in the EU, and it looks like Bulgaria is the poorest, then Romania, Croatia, and Latvia.
See, I'd believe that. I mean, Bulgaria, what the fuck do they have going on?
Right.
They got more money than Croatia?
Right above Latvia, though, is Greece.
Oh, they went bankrupt hard just a handful of years ago.
So, Matt, you need to look up the Latvian president and see what cartoon character he looks like.
I don't think that other guy looks like fucking Winnie the Pooh,
though. Looks just like Winnie the Pooh. Matt, he looks a lot like him.
Oh my god, I can't even pronounce this guy's name.
The Latvian president?
Yeah, Egils Levits, Egils. Last name Levits. Egils Levits.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I don't even know what character he looks like.
He looks like a character all to himself, huh?
I guess. I'm not sure. He kind of looks like the neighbor from Doug.
He'd be very easy to draw a caricature of, though.
Yeah.
His face takes up a very small portion of his head.
Lots of hair going on there, weird hair.
Quite the receding hairline.
Yeah.
So do you think that, like, we could work really hard and somehow become big in Latvia? Because I don't think China's going to work out for us, Matt. China's not paying attention to us at all. But, I mean, like, if we got any kind of ground going in China, it would just immediately just be crushed because I mean, like, we're not going to take notes from the Chinese government. I guess unless, like, they like start sending us money.
Right.
I guess that's the problem, right? There's so much money over there that, I mean, if they send us some, then, I mean, we're going to start doing whatever they want. Because they're sending us a bunch of money.
You're going to compromise your artistic vision?
Oh, yeah, Travis. I mean, like, you know, if you think about all the people that are compromising their artistic vision for all that sweet Chinese money, I mean, like, it would cost way less to get us to compromise, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do sponsorships for rock bottom prices, so...
You know, I was doing sponsorships, Travis, for way cheaper, and the broker that does our sponsorships, they sent me an email and they said, "Hey, you're too cheap, and so we're raising it." And I think they raised it four times as high as I had it, because they said that everybody else was asking way more than we were, and I was like, "Yeah, but I mean, you know, who cares?" We weren't getting any for the cheap price. I think as far as the compromise goes, we would compromise for way less than most people, I think.
Oh, yeah. We would probably just read scripts that they wrote verbatim.
We wouldn't even mention Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh would officially be dead to this podcast.
Oh, definitely. We'd go back and scrub all mention of Winnie the Pooh.
Travis, we had a Winnie the Pooh bit that we were working on for a while, and Drunk was doing the voice of Winnie the Pooh, and we never released it.
Yeah, we abandoned that, didn't we?
Yeah, it just never happened, because I think that, like, that Winnie the Pooh movie came and went, and we weren't done with it yet, and so we were just like, okay, nobody's talking about Winnie the Pooh anymore, so let's just, Drunk, give them a taste of your Winnie the Pooh voice so that the people can hear what they're missing.
Oh, Bob.
It's not bad.
That's actually really good.
It's actually quite a bit better than now that you're sick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to strike while their iron's hot, Travis.
Get this. Down, touch the ground in the moon.
Perfect. Yeah, I think we should cancel this broadcast right now and get back to work on that Winnie the Pooh bit.
Oh, those sweet, sweet bits is what we need to work on, Travis. The bits that really work.
Were you aware that Latvia is home to the widest waterfall in Europe?
It's pretty sweet.
Widest?
Yep, the widest one at 110 meters.
A calendar with that one on there, now that you say it.
The Latvian waterfall?
Yeah.
You have like a waterfall.
That's what I chose this year is waterfalls, yep.
What month is Latvia, do you know?
I think it was like 2 months ago, so it's this October.
So you've already looked at it for a month.
Yep.
Was it good?
It was a good one.
And it was wide.
So wide.
Would you prefer a wide waterfall or like a high waterfall?
Could I have like somewhere in the middle?
I think high would be better because then like the water
I think high looks cooler than
falls than farther, right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy here, Drunk? I mean, like on your waterfall calendar.
I don't know. Niagara and American Falls are pretty wide.
But well, they're typically they're long in like
motion
too,
pictures,
right?
When yeah. our hero comes over the bend and he sees a maiden bathing naked in a waterfall, I feel like it's just like a medium height, and I feel like it's wider.
No,
I think maybe, don't you think?
Yeah, because if it's too tall, you can't bathe under that.
Right. Like, I think when Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, when Kevin Costner's Robin Hood comes over to look at Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio, I feel like in the one shot, you could actually see the top of that waterfall.
Yeah, I see. I guess in cinema, Travis, you would probably not want too high of a waterfall because it'd be hard to get it all in the shot, right?
Right.
So you just want that perfect waterfall that's just the mm-hmm. right amount of height. And not, I mean, maybe a little wide, but not like too wide.
Oh, I want my waterfall gaping, like gaping wide.
You like a good gaping waterfall?
Yeah. This is like, yeah. How gaping can we make this waterfall? Right. I mean, if we got to chisel some rocks out, let's do it.
I'm really hoping that with all of this Latvian content that we've just put together, like we're gonna attract some Latvian listeners. I'm gonna check and see who some of the other stragglers are near the bottom. China's really low.
What do they speak in Latvia?
Latvian.
You know who you need to get is Lithuania.
Oh, you're right. It is Latvian.
Yeah. I mean, it's Latvian.
I thought they would have been on some sort. You mean there's a
Matt? Ask me what they speak in Bulgaria.
Language.
Go ahead. Say, hey, Mike. What do they speak in Bulgaria?
Do they speak in Bulgarian?
Bulgarian.
I think Lithuania has.
But they're so close together. Why are we not all speaking the same fucking language?
Whoa, Matt.
Get on the same page.
Maybe that's why we don't have very many Latvian listeners, Matt. They our native tongue, it doesn't translate to them. Like we're probably like a electorate over there, you know, like what the fuck are they going to listen to us for? They don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
I feel like typically in most parts of the world, they speak English and we're just the dumb Americans who can only speak our own language.
We're going to learn some Latvian words. That's going to be our new project. November, Travis, Latvian month.
I know a Latvian word.
What do you know?
Zveki.
Artist Zveki Urbe. Zveki
means hello.
Is Artist Urbe Latvian?
He was.
You know, fun fact about Artis Urbe, guys. He wore this weird Jofa helmet that no one else wore.
Because he's Euro.
And it's old. It's like an old style helmet that like no one else wore. And he wore it until he retired. And apparently, like if you put one of those up on eBay or find one at a yard sale or something,
goes immediately.
Artis Urbe buys it. Like he buys them all. Like he wants to like have the whole set. So like if one pops up, you better believe you're getting a Latvian email.
Why doesn't he just take to Twitter and do like Antonio Brown did and say, hey, you send me this helmet that I like, I'll send you a signed picture or whatever Antonio Brown said.
Well, I mean, he probably did. He probably has. I mean, I don't know what the man does, but you know, I heard that story that he buys them all up, and I mean, I'm sure he's well beyond his playing days, but he just has to have them all. He wants to corner the market. Fun.
Maybe he's starting up his own league in his back pond.
So guys,
I think that Kristaps Porzingis is also left.
If you're checking us out from the motherland of Latvia.
I think it's the fatherland.
I don't think Latvia has a motherland.
I think it's fatherland.
So if you're checking us out from the fatherland, go ahead and send us a post on Twitter of a typical Latvian cuisine. I'd love to see what a Latvian Thanksgiving looks like.
God, can we try some Latvian recipes, Travis?
I'd love it.
I'm serious. We're focusing on Latvia now because we got to get those numbers up. There's parts of the, I mean, we've been doing this for a decade, Travis, and there's parts of the world where like we've been listened to like twice. And you have to wonder who was that one guy who listened to two episodes and gave up, and how come he didn't tell any of his Latvian brothers? Like, why are we not big there? Like, what are we doing wrong, Travis? Are we doing too much RAV4 talk?
Well, I think what we need to do is I think you just need to say, like, go ahead and immediately change that Twitter bio for the show to the hottest Latvian podcast on the internet. And I feel like that will draw the Latvian people to us.
See, oh my God. Matt had never heard the RAV4 commercial. And so, I mean, like, I played it for him for context. I mean, I didn't just go into I understand that some people haven't seen the RAV4 commercial. That's why I pull the clip, you know, so I bring people in.
That's
Latvia.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to educate. I'm not trying to just talk about things like, hey, guys, did you see Zombieland 2? Ha, ha, ha. You know, like, I'm providing context before I just rush into my shit, you know?
Mike.
What?
There's a gentleman by the name of Arvids Blumenthaus, a.k.a. Crocodile Harry, a.k.a. the original Crocodile Dundee. So the guy who Crocodile Dundee is based off of is from Latvia.
Oh, amazing.
Is he still alive, Matt?
He is not alive. Oh. He died in 2006, but he's reputed to have killed over 10,000 crocs.
He killed them?
Yeah.
What did he do that for?
Because he's a Dundee.
He's a Dundee?
Yeah, but the Dundee, he just wrestles them and then, like, releases them.
No,
right?
That's a Steve Irwin. Dundees kill them bastards.
So, and this might be in poor taste, but the end of this little blurb about him, it says, this is one Aussie croc hunter that wasn't killed by a fish.
Oh.
Like, why did they have to put that in there? What, were people arguing about, like, who was better, Arvids or Steve Irwin?
Or maybe they thought he was a croc hunter that was killed by a fish.
Travis, November.
My favorite question on the internet here is, it's a Quora question. Is Latvia a good place to live? And the top answer to that question is, yes, Latvia is a good place to live.
Nice.
Wow. November being Latvia month, Travis, we're gonna get us some Latvian guests. It's a grassroots program. I think that by the end of the year, we're gonna be big there.
We're all gonna go out and we're gonna get the Latvian edition of Rosetta Stone. We'll have an entire segment where we speak exclusively in Latvian.
The Russians are working to get Tulsi Gabbard elected president, right? Like, and so, I mean, like, from Russia, they're going to Facebook and getting, like, targeted ads here. Like, we can go to Facebook and get targeted ads in Latvia, right?
Oh, that's a great idea, actually.
We're just gonna be like, guys, we're fucking here for you. You haven't seen that RAV4 commercial? We're gonna show it to you.
I bet they make good glumpkins there.
Apparently, Latvia is the 7th highest, fastest internet speed country.
What would you say, 7th?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
How can you be the 4th poorest and have the 7th highest, fastest internet?
Because the government don't regulate that shit.
Say it, Winnie the Pooh, drunk. Say it, Winnie the Pooh.
Because the government don't regulate that shit.
I feel like the reason that they're the 4th poorest country in the EU is that their internet is so fast, they are constantly buying shit on Amazon.
They are not paying that bill on time.
Nope.
South Korea is ranked number 1 in terms of average connection speed and number 3 in terms of average peak connection speed.
Oh, bother.
Jessica over in accounts receivable is about to get a picture of this dick.
What the fuck?
Don't Thomas Wilson. Disable your cellular device immediately.
Who are you, man?
I am a Cyberdyne Systems Series T-800 model Terminator. In the year 2021, the machines take over the planet. I've been sent by the remaining human resistance from the future to prevent you from being me-too'd.
I'm the future leader of the resistance? I'm just a file clerk.
No, you die instantly.
Then why...
You reject Cyberdyne's permit, which leads them to appeal, which leads Kevin to approve it.
But if Kevin approves it, then...
Kevin's been briefed.
No fear, no tears, die numb. Strangelabel.com.
I was once with Verizon, not anymore.
Used to ask if you could hear me now, but I switched to Sprint.
Hey, you're the...
I used to ask if you could hear me now, but I switched to Sprint.
I switched too.
Great.
All the networks are great. We're talking within a 1% difference in reliability. And Sprint's with Verizon. Sprint's reliability is now
Sprint's reliability is now within 1% difference.
1% more error.
All the networks are great.
We're talking within a 1% difference in reliability.
Can you hear that?
No.
Sprint's with Verizon. Current national reliability.
Ah! Oh no! No!
Mike!
Oh,
no. Mike, oh. What? Stop! You're having a bad dream!
Oh. Oh god. What phone carrier do we have?
AT&T, I think? Why?
Paul isn't coming to it, is he?
Paul who?
The can you hear me now guy. He switched to Sprint. Can he switch again? We switch?
No, I don't think so. Why?
I don't trust him, that Paul. I don't support what he did.
Go back to bed, Mike.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Why the rush?
Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
The street, standing in line with white lipstick and one thing on their mind. Hey, little freak with the lunch pail purse underneath the paint. You're just a little girl dancing at the zombie zoo. Sometimes you're so impulsive. You shaved off all your hair. You look like Boris Karloff, and you don't even care.
You know, I did believe you would wake up in the middle of the night with cold sweats about balls and Sprint.
What?
I do believe that you'd wake up in cold sweats dreaming of Paul from Sprint.
You believe that?
I do.
He thinks that's a documentary.
It's my stellar acting is what it is.
That's something you would get yourself concerned with.
So. If you're going to have a nightmare, it'd be about that weird Chevy guy where you'd like get in your car and you turn on the thing. Bastard will pop up in your rearview mirror.
So you like this
scene
car?
Urban Legends.
What do you like about it?
What are you going to store in that compartment there? Oh, why don't you open up and see what I put in it?
Hey, Travis, what was that thing you sent me earlier?
Oh, okay. So we were talking about our cheap ad services earlier, and to kind of bring it back around is a former sponsor of the show, Cam Soda,
is a porno deciding,
yeah, it's like a cam girl porno site, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I just wanted to clarify, Travis, in case the Latvians are listening.
Oh, yeah. This is a cam girl pornography site that you go in. And I think they had some fun things to do with coins and whatnot. In any event, Cam Soda has decided to sexualize your sports viewing experience. They have developed a thing called Series Cast, where you pick a team and you sync up your masturbation tool, whatever adult toy you purchase from Cam Soda. I believe it'd probably be a Bluetooth type item. And you go ahead and pick that team. And during the World Series.
So you just pick one team?
You just pick a team. So then that way, when that team does something specific, your vibrator starts to vibrate. So the examples are, they say, like a ball. If your team gets a ball, it's a slow vibration. A strike is a faster vibration. A double, moderate vibration. Triple, fast vibration. And a home run is fast, but also longer.
So like, if you score a run, like, it's just going to fucking, like, freak out.
It's going nuts. So they've decided to, if you are sitting watching the 3 to 4 to 5 hour World Series.
I was about to say, can you imagine having a dildo inserted for 4 hours?
You just go ahead and shove that thing in and let the fine folks at Cam Soda do the rest.
The person who would do this, who is this person? Describe this person to me.
Latvian.
I would think it would be a girl, right? Like, what, a cam girl would do this.
So then, yeah, but I mean, like, she's doing it like so that you watch her do it, right?
Yeah, this is for the everyday person. This is marketed towards just normal consumers who enjoy watching the World Series.
But I mean, like, a gal is just going to be sitting around by herself watching the baseball game and doing this?
Well, and that's what I'm wondering, too. Like you said before, the game is very long. So do you use it? You put your clothes back on and just let her fester in there for the few hours, like, where you got to go get yourself a beer and it's still in there?
Well, come back, okay, and sit down. When these girls do a cam show, like, it's an hours long event anyway. Like, they're not usually like 20-minute segments. They're entire nights of
right, but this is not marketed for cam girls. This is marketed for everyday people to use at home.
Oh, then I don't understand. I thought this was like something Cam Soda was doing for their cam girls.
No. This is for a normal consumer. You go ahead and purchase this this item, and you go ahead.
No idea why or who.
Right. Like, I don't know if this is for couples.
Right.
Or if this is for lonely. Like, I couldn't even
imagine if you would do something like that, even if you were interested in sports, because, like, you're not going to be watching this game and then be all hot and bothered, right?
See, now couples, Travis, that's interesting, because, like, a guy would want to watch the game because, like, he's rooting for his team. And then maybe, like, the wife, it's a way to get her interested in it.
But maybe that's it. It's like Pavlov's dogs, but, like, in a good way, right? So you just have this sucker. So when baseball's on, then immediately they're going to feel some sort of turn on, whether they're using this service or not in the future.
Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe it's just like, you know, so it's a gimmick, and like, you're like, oh, okay, that sounds fun. And then you buy it. And then, like, when you really think about it, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, well, listen to this quote from Darren Parker, who is the VP of Cam Soda.
Please.
While baseball is America's pastime, it has been plagued by complaints from people who think that the pace of the play is too slow and, quite frankly, boring. And while the league has taken measures to speed up the game, like the introduction of instant replay, enforcing the timing clock, limiting mound visits, to name a few, it still leaves much to be desired. To provide an immersive and tantalizing experience unlike anything before, we're introducing Series Cast. Now, people who are watching a baseball game can sync their lush toy to the action on the field and legitimately enjoy the game sexually. We're putting an entirely new meaning to be taken out to the ball game. Make sure you root for the home team.
Travis, you said mound visits and that, which is funny.
That is pretty funny.
I was thinking of the way to take this idea from good to great. You know the Twitch people that Matt watches? Like, you know,
the video game players?
Ninja guys?
Yeah.
It's a big market out there for the Twitch guys. You just use that tool for Twitch people. So, like, when Twitch people do good in their video game that you're watching, then it stimulates all the gals. And so, like, you know, you're playing a video game and you get a high score and then everybody's dildo machines go off.
Oh, and that entices the viewer to shell out some cash for the viewing experience.
Yeah, and all the dorks out there playing video games are satisfying women
for the first time in their lives. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
I feel like Cam Soda really does have a hit on their hands, because if they can do this and if they can actually get a partnership with one of these sporting events, or even like,
I mean, like the Major League Baseball isn't going to be like, yeah,
no, they're not.
Go get your dildo toys.
Didn't we have the Bang Brothers Stadium that we talked about recently?
That. We haven't heard any updates. Is that stadium called Bang Brothers Stadium yet?
I don't know if it is, but I'm just saying, like theoretically, if they are able to partner with somebody, even if they were like able to partner with like Netflix, right? So like the next season of Stranger Things comes out, and when that Demogorgon or whatever that giant fucking monster comes out and is chasing him down the road, that sucker's vibrating its pretty little dildo thing head off.
So you just find a way to sync this thing up with everything.
Oh, you got to sync it with everything.
So then before you know it, you can't just like go watch TV. Like, you know, you gotta, you know, cord yourself up. You gotta.
It's not TV. It's dildo.
The Olympics, dildo. Just two dildo. Straight weeks of fucking bow.
There you go. That'll make the Olympics fun. Like you pop on the Winter Olympics, and they do like a good ski jump, and boom.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine. Like, I mean, who's really watching sports and then getting all fired up?
Well, I don't understand. It's going to be so infrequent in a baseball game, right? Because it is a slow game. So, like, they get a ball and it goes and it's done. Like, what's that going to do for anybody?
Man, yeah. Just think about, like, you're playing Donkey Kong. And you're
Donkey Kong Country, please.
And you're jumping those barrels. And, like, every time Mario jumps a barrel, like, you know, you hear a little moan next to you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that sounds good. Like in a regular Mario Brothers, like when he hits and he gets a coin, when he hits his head on the top, it's a zzz. And then when he gets a star and he's all, it's just like going off.
It is going nuts, right? Yeah. And then like he gets the axe and he's axing the barrels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh man. Like every time he chops that. Cause I mean like Mario, He just fucking like gets that axe and he's just like hacking away. Like, you know, there's not even anything around. He's just hacking for the sake of hacking.
I feel like this is a dangerous territory to like over sexualize Mario.
Jody has a good point in chat. He says it'll be popular in the South for NASCAR. Oh my God. Think of that. Like, just think every
but
time.
What
they
would
make
it vibrate for?
Like, every time they make a left hand turn, Matt.
It'll constantly be vibrating, kind of, and then when they like bang into the wall or get into an accident, that thing goes off.
Oh, Dale Jr.'s taking lap 30.
He's retired.
He's the only NASCAR guy I know. Give me another reference.
Kyle Busch, 18, brother.
Oh, woo. Kyle Busch is making another left-hand turn. Zzz, zzz, zzz. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's the voice of a person who is actually going to use this thing. I feel like it's going to be some weird perv dude with this thing right up his rectum.
Of course.
That's like watching the Nats, hoping the Nats win the World Series. And he's like just getting right off.
Travis, you make yourself a big plate of nachos. You put a Cam Soda dildo in your butt and you sit down to watch the Nats, you know?
Yep, grab yourself a couple of cold Busch Lights.
Can you name a better way to spend a Thursday
don't
night?
Don't besmirch the name of Busch Light, all right? They're drinking Keystones down there, and you know it.
I like how Winnie the Pooh's getting a little gay.
A little bit like more British too, for some reason. Like,
yeah,
I don't think Winnie the Pooh was ever British.
But he's been hanging out with that filthy bugger Christopher Robin too much. He's been adopted. It's like Madonna when she adopted the English accent. Like now Winnie the Pooh's got it.
Christopher Robin, bring me my lush cam soda dildo.
I'm going to watch the NASCAR.
Matt, Drunk's not going to be here next week.
What?
Drunk's going on vacation again.
Is that why he was a champ tonight and came through on that his is. Sickness
he,
evening?
He probably wouldn't have come this week if it was a normal week.
That's accurate.
But next week, he's going to be gone. He's on vacation. Are you going to Colorado?
Colorado, yeah.
What are you doing in Colorado, Drunk?
Looking at apartments.
Oh. Matt, Drunk's
yes, sir.
Apartment hunting in Colorado.
Oh, so it's happening.
Apparently. That's what I hear.
We're
don't
committed.
Don't you just do that on the internet now?
I mean, yeah, but...
But you got to look at it, Travis, you know, because they fool you when you go apartment hunting online. Like, you know, they use those big fisheye lenses like the U2 videos from...
That's true. They wait till the light is just perfect where it's going to make the place look just huge.
Yeah, Travis, beautiful. I mean, she moves in mysterious ways. So you got to go and like see it for yourself. Absolutely. To make sure that they're not tricking you.
And, you know, so, Drunk, are you going to come back with a place? Is that the goal?
No. So I plan on moving out of my house in like December, and I got a couple things I need to do to it.
Well, you got all those fucking dressers to worry about.
Yep, absolutely.
Are any dressers making the trip, Drunk, or are you going to have like a massive dresser fire sale?
Imagine his fucking yard sales, just 32 dressers out there.
Sale/throw them away. I mean,
this one works really good in the kitchen, guys. This one right here, we put it in the kitchen, holds a microwave.
Well, he's going to shabby chic all of them, probably.
But yeah, I got a couple things I got to get done to the house and hope to put it up in February or March. So
you're moving out of your house in December?
Yeah.
And then you're just going to work on it for a while?
Exactly.
Where are you going to live?
Either mine or my lady's parents' house.
Oh, you're going to basement it for a while?
Yeah.
Do they know that yet?
Yeah.
Are they psyched?
Yeah.
Are the dressers going
to your
parents'
house? Can I live here?
Fuck no.
Hey,
December is soon.
Yeah.
We're going to need constant updates on this, right? You should start an online journal about your journey towards moving to Colorado.
Yeah, we need like the Drunk vlog, you think, Travis?
I'd prefer
vlog. Yes, absolutely.
He does selfie live videos where, like, you know, he tells us like, hey, this is what I'm doing to my house today to get it ready for the sale.
Yeah.
You hear what's happening with Drunk right now? Is nobody else concerned?
I'd prefer to move to Oregon myself.
You mean that he sounds terrible, or that he's like, doing weird stuff and like?
I thought that World Series talk would have got him jazzed up, but
no.
In the chat, Uncle Hall says Drunk does not sound psyched. Uncle Hall, if you're unfamiliar with Drunk, I mean this is about the liveliest I've seen.
Yeah, this is like the benchmark here.
Yeah, this is about top speed for Drunk. So Drunk, when is the goal for you to be like on the road to Colorado?
Not living in St. Louis anymore.
Yes,
Memorial Day.
Matt, when's Memorial Day?
Usually it's the last week of May.
May? So that's like 7 months from now?
May 25th, Mike.
So it's like exactly 7 months from now.
Yeah. I'm just like envisioning, I don't know if any of you remember, and some of our listeners might be a little too young for this, but the intro to Perfect Strangers, when cousin Larry Appleton is driving to the big city to move into his new apartment, and also Belky Bartokomous is coming from his native land to move to the big city. I just feel like a top-down drunk driving along the highway, waiting to get to his destination, excited about where life has taken him.
It's a strong image.
It really is.
Yeah, new drunk. New town, new drunk. He could be like a totally new person. He could start telling people his name's Ryan.
I mean, are you going to do that, drunk?
I generally do.
Are you going to retire the drunk name in your new home? Like,
I mean, I do introduce myself as Ryan to people I meet.
So, like,
can't even imagine.
In a way, Matt, in 7 months, drunk will be dead. You know what I'm saying?
That's not true.
R.I.P. drunk.
Right.
Welcome to the world.
Are you going to try to shorten it and just go by Rye?
Ryan.
Oh, Rye.
My nephews call me Uncle Rhino.
Oh.
Maybe we should get him accustomed to this. Maybe we should just retire the drunk name tonight and just call him Ryan from now on. What do you think?
I feel like that has to be more ceremonious than that. We need to like shoot off some guns and I don't light one of his dressers on fire and push it out into the ocean.
A 21 coot salute.
Is it the coot or the butt?
We're going to have a 21 coot salute for drunk.
Right. I actually really like the coot salute idea just because of how annoyed you can tell the Travis is by that.
And next week, guys, we're going to introduce our new co-host.
Well, not next week, in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, yeah. Next week, we'll have the 21 coot salute. And then...
That doesn't seem right. We're going to kill him off while he's not here?
Yeah, I guess we got to wait 2 weeks, don't we?
Yeah, I actually kind of...
Yeah, that'd be like killing Neddard Stark, like like off screen.
I like Jody's idea of calling him Yan.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool shortening, too.
Yeah.
What's up, Yan?
It's a little Asian-y, but I'll take it.
Wait. I think Jody just blew my mind. He said, like Topher Grace. Is Topher Grace's real name Christopher? And he just shortened it to Topher?
Are you an idiot?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
It's insane.
Am I stupid for not knowing that?
Yeah,
a little bit.
For our Latvian listeners, Topher Grace, he was on a show called That 70s Show.
Oh, they probably have That 70s Show.
And he was the bad guy in Spider-Man 3. So... do you think they had That 70s Show in Latvia, Travis?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, so I'm being stupid.
They have high speed, the seventh highest speed internet. Yeah,
they have That 70s Show, and everybody loves Raymond playing on a loop.
Yes, Liquid. I know that Becky is short for Rebecca. I'm not stupid. Topher is a weird one, though. That's weird. I didn't know that.
Chris,
I thought
Topher.
That was. Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm just now getting it.
Fucking 20 years later, dude.
Take to Twitter and do that awesome tweet that people do where I was this many years old when I learned that Topher was short for Christopher.
I knew a guy named Andrew who went by Drew. I hate Liquid Lozenge. What a dickhead. Travis, do you have what you'd say is a pick of... I don't hate Liquid Lozenge. Liquid Lozenge doesn't...
I do have a pick of the week this week, and I want to share it with the world, specifically Latvia. So if you Latvians have that Netflix going at super, super high speeds, I would suggest you check out Big Mouth Season 3, specifically the Florida episode, which had me in tears through
it
the entire thing.
Great.
Oh, my God. It was so... Like, I love that show. But that episode hit me upside the head. It took me like by surprise how hilarious and raunchy and terrible it was. So even if you don't want to watch the entire season of Big Mouth Season 3, which I do highly suggest you do, check out the Florida episode in particular.
See, now, if your name was Christopher, you go by Chris. I've heard that.
Or Topher.
Of course. Dick is short for Richard. I don't really know why. And yes, I know Matt is short for Matthew, and Mike is
Niffer is short for Jennifer.
I didn't know that Topher was a shortening of Christopher.
Or Drea is short for Andrea.
No, that's dumb. Don't do that. Drunk, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week? Something with the
I knew an Adolf that went by Dolph. Is that blowing your mind?
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week is NyQuil.
Yes. Oh, dude. Trust me. So, you know, they give you the cup on top. Well, I decided, you know, pitch the cup. And
oh, yeah. I don't ever use those cups.
Nobody uses that cup.
I just take a swig.
That's for kids.
My swig was more like 8 swigs. And man, that was a bad idea, dude.
Oh, did you wake up with, like, the weird sweats?
Yeah.
And like that weird fuzzy head where you weren't really sure what was going on, and it kind of everything kind of seemed very surreal.
And like, it's fucking inception, dude. I was having a dream inside of a dream inside of a dream inside of a dream, dude. And I could not wake up from it. It was crazy.
So like you woke up from a dream and you were still in a dream?
Multiple times, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Trippy, man.
Amazing. I'm going to go get some NyQuil, guys.
Travis wants to dream.
And I can feel myself, like, sinking into my bed, dude. And
just, it does. It feels like when you pound that much NyQuil, and I usually go store brand, obviously, and that's how I do it, too. I just take gulps of that shit because I hate being sick. Like, I feel like there's a point in the evening where I just start feeling like I'm in a David Lynch movie where nothing really makes sense, but you kind of just continue forward.
Wait, is Vin short for Kevin?
It's Vincent.
Yeah, yeah. So that's stop it, guys. Stop it. Matt, do you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know? In the chat, Uncle Hall says his pick of the week is old episodes of the Lotus Cast. That's cute. Matt, do you have a pick of the week?
Yeah, I'll do a Netflix pick as well. That's Stephen King Into the Tall Grass show or movie or whatever it is, really good. I liked it a lot up until I liked it. I had a good time. Check it out.
Oh, they made that into a Netflix thing?
Yeah.
I just got the audiobook of that I was gonna listen to. It's only like an hour and a half long, but
yeah, I think it's based on like a novella or a short story from one of his collections.
I guess if I can just watch a Netflix thing, then I'll just do that. Travis, yeah. I saw that they're already making The Outsider into an HBO thing.
With Jason Bateman as the lead character. It's
and
great.
The bad guy from Ready Player One, that the guy with the lisp.
Yep.
He was the green guy in Captain Marvel. So, that guy's good. I like that guy.
He plays the cop, the sheriff guy. Yeah, the trailer is out there. So if you guys want to check that out, my pick of the week a handful of weeks ago was the novel The Outsider. But HBO, I think it's coming in January, I want
to
say.
I just started listening to The Outsider.
It's good, isn't it? It's
I like it so far.
That guy from Armageddon, he does a great job reading it. He does like all the different voices and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hey, Latvia is home to the 7th tallest woman in the world, guys.
Ooh, how tall is she?
Doesn't say.
No, like average size.
The 7th.
Her name is
tallest
Oljana Simjanova.
Let's get her on the fucking show.
She might be dead.
Oh.
Anyway, so I know after Game of Thrones happened, everybody canceled their HBO and whatnot, but the Watchmen start yet?
Hell yeah, it started Sunday.
Is it pretty good? Or
I
enjoyed it.
I mean, it was worth watching. I'd say I don't know what it has to do with The Watchmen, really.
It's a sequel. It's the world 30 years after Ozymandias blew up New York.
Something happens at the end that kind of made me go, wait, what? What have you been advertising all this time?
I thought the same exact thing. It's like, wait a minute. This was your draw here for a super long time.
Yeah, the whole trailer of the show was what?
Yeah. There'll probably be a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah. So guys, it was fine, I'd say. I'll watch a second week. I'm curious to see what it is. you know, whatever. Travis, I have a pick of the week.
What's your pick of the week, Mike?
Travis, did you see the Amazing Jonathan documentary on Hulu?
Oh, I have not. It's in my list. I haven't watched it yet.
Travis, I laughed my dick off at that documentary. That documentary is amazing.
The Amazing Jonathan is great.
Yeah, that documentary is fucking far out, man. Like, it starts off as like a normal documentary, and you're like, oh, okay, we're just gonna see this guy. You know, he was supposed to die a couple of years ago. He was given a year to live, and he's like 3 years later, he's still alive. And they're gonna make a documentary about him deciding, oh, you know what, I'm gonna go out and do a few more shows. And then, like, all of a sudden, there's like a second documentary being made during this documentary. it's weird, Travis. It's a weird, weird movie. And man, I'll tell you what, I laughed my dick off during that movie. So my pick of the week is the Amazing Jonathan documentary on Hulu. I think there's other ones. Watch the one on Hulu. So, I mean, guys, that's it, right?
Yeah, we got to get drunk home.
Poor drunk. Drunk, thanks for soldiering out with us, you know, and getting through it, buddy.
Yep.
I wish, thoughts and prayers, drunk. I hope you get better.
Even though I have the crud, I come to see you, Mike.
He's got the crud, Travis, and he battles through, you know.
He makes it.
Guys, thanks. We'll see you next week. You take care out there. You take care. The end of spooky month next month. Ooh, or a week. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. 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 Guns out, funds out.
Guys, that's it for this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to check us out live, we're live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can get all of our back episodes at WFODshow.com. You can email us, Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODicks.com. Guys, if you want to leave us a voicemail or if you want to call while we're live, phone number there is 636-487-HAND. 636-487-4263, or on social media, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at WFODix. Thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Brian Kranz, and Val. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. Thanks to Dan for helping us with our Breakbit. Check out the Furnacast, furnacast.com. And that's it, guys. We'll see you next week. Happy spooky month. Take care. Bye-bye.
Said goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.
Are we getting a call?
You want to talk to Uncle Hall?
Sure.
There you go.
Hi, Uncle Hall.
Is this the WFOD show live on strangelabel.com?
It is. How are you?
I'm doing well. Oh, Mike, do you know that Don was short for Donald?